Hi, I'm Paul Lisnick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain, where we lift the curtain on politics and theater. You know, two areas a lot of people think don't ever meet, but here they do. As the political analyst for WGN-TV and host of CLTV's Politics Tonight, and your vote does matter. Well, I'm not the only person who thinks it's important to vote. Joining me now is Lisa Fontana. She's the author of a book called Me, the People. And essentially, her mission is to help you decide who you might want to vote on, specifically for president, but in general, but also to make sure you know how to register to vote. She'll even come to your house and tell you, or so I think. Let's clarify that a little bit. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Al. Thank you for having me.
So I was only half kidding. The truth is you do make house calls, right?
I absolutely do. I do very small, just like you have a house party for jewelry or for cookware. I started doing very small, intimate welcome party seminars with cupcakes and feather boas and an amazing amount of silly things that make it a whole lot easier to understand civics.
Do you bring the cupcakes?
I do. I absolutely do.
All right. I got my producer, Kristen. What are you doing tonight? Anyway, we can eat cupcakes. All right. First of all, what led you to write the book called Be the People and start this whole thing? Were you frustrated by the fact that people weren't speaking out?
No, I was one of them. That's the first thing I tell everybody.
You looked in the mirror.
So, it's a hard topic. It's a nerve-wracking topic. But something most people don't know is that 42 states in our union don't teach civics and government or an understanding of love of country anymore. It's just not there. And so when you graduate, you really don't know unless you're fortunate enough to have a family that's involved in politics or a particular party. And then one day you wake up and you're 24, 25, you've never voted, you don't know how, and if you proclaim your ignorance, no one helps you. They just call you apathetic or anti-American, all these things that come with it, so you quickly become that, oh, I hate politics, I'm not involved. But what you really mean is, I don't know where I belong in my country, and I'm too ashamed to say it, and if I do, I am criticized.
And by the way, I should say, you know, in doing this, you're the perfect person to do it because your background actually includes acting and voiceover, so you get the importance of performance.
Yes, yes, especially the more fun you can have with it. I mentioned the feather boas and we use Play-Doh and such, but I spend most of that time doing that with adults because they feel really criticized. It's a tough world. We've got a lot going on. And people also, they're so desperate to be proud of their country and to find their place in it, but they don't understand civics, the government, or their place. And as soon as you start playing, I don't mind looking a fool. That's my that's my greatest selling point. I don't mind taking out a feather boa to discuss the colors of our political rainbow. And I don't mind wearing a big hat with a light bulb on it, and everything is better with cupcakes. So I am perfectly happy to stand up and present in any way that helps people lean in, and that's kind of why I incorporate that.
You just keep talking about those cupcakes, and we're going to be lining up a lot of people for these registration.
That's how
parties.
I get people. You really want to get people to vote? Stop talking about policy issues. Start talking about frosting.
Give them a Hershey's cupcake. Hey, so one of the problems on my television show, Politics Tonight, I've had people like Cook County Clerk David Orr and others who basically say one of the problems is, even for people who say they're going to vote, what they don't realize is if they've moved or something, they can't, they haven't registered, and they don't realize they have to re-register when they move. Is that part of what you tackle, getting people to learn they've got to be registered?
Because it's not just that they don't know that they have to, it's that even if they do, I like to remind all politicians and government officials that your first impression to any American, where they get an impression of the country they're joining, even if you grew up here, is the Department of Motor Vehicles. They are the worst representative for this wonderful country that we live in. And yet, the first time you really are part of a government agency is when you go in to get your driver's license. And that's where the wheels come off the bus right there. People are so overwhelmed with how badly they're treated and how intimidating the process is and the red tape. When you then tell someone, go register, most people think the only way to register is at the DMV. And they'd rather have a tooth pulled without Novocaine, and who can blame them? So we cover how else you can register and all the other places you can go, especially now with online. There's so many easy ways. The easiest being iwillvote.com or vote411.org. Both of those walk any every state's different, so any American can go there and they'll walk you through the registration for your state, and you don't have to set foot at a DMV.
And by the way, I know in Illinois, for example, you can just register online. I mean,
absolutely.
It ain't that tough, folks, to be sure you're registered. So, look, for people that are political junkies, I mean, when I think of like, oh, yeah, I've got to register and all that, it's just nonsense to me, because if you care about politics, as I do and you do, these are just non-issues. So my real question for you, How do you deal with people who, or maybe people have you come to create these house parties because they have a group of people who just don't care? They don't think their voice matters. Whatever the reasons are, they just don't care. So how do you motivate people to care and get them to vote?
Well, I try to look for, I ask everybody, when you say I don't care, you have to have a really thick skin. And thankfully, I've done this for so long. I've been kicked in the head by everyone. It's been very good for me. When someone says to me, I don't care, I always say, well, you don't care, but because you're mad about something, something really frustrates you. Tell me why you don't care. And as they start to talk, when I talk to people about the political colors of your own rainbow, that's the different stories of your life that shape not only who we are, but then how we view politics, policy, the government, and the country. So when someone starts telling you why they're frustrated, it frequently comes down to a really bad experience when they went to their polling place. They either weren't allowed to vote or someone treated them badly, or they open their mouth at where they thought they were safe at a family event and just asked a question and were treated as if they were dumb because either they didn't know the policy or the room was perhaps more of a particular persuasion than you. You ask a simple question and all of a sudden you're being attacked for hating the country. And people are far more sensitive than we let on, and then they've begun to cover that up. Well, let me just hide. Politics is not that important to me because I don't understand its value anyway, because we don't know it.
Can you imagine what family parties are like in my home?
I can only imagine, Paul.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think about Trump? What do you think about Hillary? It's just, and kind of like, you know, can I just have dinner, please?
I just want to eat, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to eat. It's homemade. Leave me alone. So if people, you know, the debates are going on, it's all this kind of thing. But again, and I ask people to watch the debate. Of course, lots of people, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But once again, forget the registration part of all this. What would you say to somebody to get them interested who just says, no, I'm registered. I mean, I just don't care about voting. I don't care who wins. My voice doesn't matter. That kind of an argument.
Well, then I usually start talking to them just on a more human level, because there are some people who really don't care. But the number of people, there's 90 million current non-voters, and the number of people for whom the definition of apathy for them is hopeful Americans who feel dismissed or unwelcome in their government by people in the know. So all these politicians swirl around and say, write your congressman, you got to rock the vote. These are wonderful, but if I don't know how to write my congressman or exactly what a congressman or woman does, it immediately puts a gap between me and this thing called government. And so most people tend to have a disconnect somewhere. So I let them yell and rail and rant. And once they get done being mad, I usually get to pinpoint what's really bothering them. And frequently, it's just that they didn't know something or something upset them. And we start talking about ways you can get involved after a president. I believe in discussing things on a local, state, and then federal level. Federal is the best place to start because most of us are so intimidated, but at least the whole country is voting at one point, so there's kind of safety in numbers.
And people have a lot of homework to do, I think, on the local level if they don't follow it.
Too much, way too much, especially if you don't know what a local alderman is or what the city council. It can be overwhelming more than people think it should be.
Absolutely. The book is called Me the People. Lisa will come to your house with cupcakes. How do people reach you if they just want to ask you a question or get the book?
I love questions. If you have a question, please, it's MeThePeopleVote.com. And even on that site, if you're thinking you might want to register and you didn't hear all the websites, there's a link right there. It teaches you how to. I want you to maintain your right to vote, whether or not you do. It's nice to have the option. Click on that link from my website. It'll take you over to get you registered. And then after that, there's a place to contact me. I welcome calls and questions of any kind.
All right. MeThePeopleVote.com. Lisa Fontana, who will be bringing you cupcakes. I keep saying that. The book is Me the People. Check it out, people, and vote. Let your voice be heard. Lisa, thank you for your time. Maybe we'll make a difference here. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.